Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, September 17th. I'm reading from the English Standard Version on this thankful Tuesday. Remember to be thinking about a person, place, a thing, and an attribute of God for which we are thankful today. We're in Genesis chapter 22. We're making the quickest move through the Old Testament ever. And today's passage is about Abraham and Isaac. You may remember Wayne talked about this on Sunday in the sermon, that Abraham and Sarah were promised a son. And in Genesis chapter 18, there's this statement where they say, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? Or is anything impossible for God?" And I want you to keep that in mind as we read today from Genesis chapter 22, where Abraham is asked to sacrifice Isaac on the altar. After we finish reading the passage, I'm going to lead us through a couple of questions in the study guide, God of Covenant by Jen Wilkin. I think she just does an awesome job of helping us to think through the text. So I'm going to do things a little differently today, and we'll go through some questions together. Genesis chapter 22. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them, together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them, together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham lived at Beersheba. Now after these things it was told to Abraham, "Behold, Milcah also has borne children to your brother Nahor, Uz the firstborn, Buz his brother, Kemuel the father of Aram, Hesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jidlop, and Bethuel. Bethuel fathered Rebekah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abraham's brother. Moreover, his concubine, whose name was Rumah, bore Teba, Garam, Tahash, and Makkah." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Oh goodness, all those names at the end were such a mess, hard to read. Again, a reminder that this is a historical document in many ways. We are learning about the lineage of Abraham and of Isaac. You remember the story, correct? That Abraham was promised a child and he and Sarah tried to take things in their own hands, but eventually the child of promise, Isaac, was born to Sarah. Okay, here are some questions I want to lead us through. What does Abraham's response to the call of God in 22:1 indicate? Well, he says, "Here I am." I think that it indicates that Abraham is ready to follow the Lord's plan. He tried it his way, and now he's ready to do what God wants. And then she follows up with a question, who else in Scripture responds to the call of God like this? I'm going to let you have some time on your own after the podcast to think about that. Perhaps you can think about Isaiah or Samuel or even Moses said, "Here I am." All right, here's another good question. Do you remember where Isaac was to be sacrificed? On Mount Moriah. And the interesting thing about that is that Solomon's temple was to be built on Mount Moriah as well. If you look at 2 Chronicles 3 and verse 1. Okay, two more of the study questions out of the book. The first one says, in 22:5-8, what does Abraham seem to believe will be the outcome of this terrible situation? So God has asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, but when he and Isaac are talking about it, he tells him, "The Lord will provide the lamb for the burnt offering." And when he's talking to the men who traveled with them, he says, "The boy and I will come back to you." And then Jen Wilkin instructs us to look up Hebrews chapter 11, verse 19 to confirm our answer. So I think the answer is that Abraham believes that God will raise Isaac from the dead if indeed Isaac becomes the sacrifice. And this is what Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 19 says. He considered that God was able even to raise him, Isaac, from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. And then finally, the question that got me thinking the most is in Genesis 22:6-14, what shadows of the story of Christ do you see? Well, Abraham took the wood that reminded me of the cross. And he kept talking about his one and only son. That made me think about John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. And then ultimately, we see that there is a sacrificial ram, just like Jesus becomes the sacrifice for us. And it is God that provides the sacrifice in the situation with Abraham and Isaac. And it is God himself who comes to be the sacrifice for us. Will you pray with me? Father, in this moment, we want to be like Abraham and say, "Here we are." We ask, Lord, that you would use us to be your vessels here on earth. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus, who sacrificed himself so that we could be free from the burden of the law that we could be free from the punishment of sin. We thank you, Lord, for people in our lives that you have placed around us. We thank you for places where we know that you have been at work and are continuing to be at work. And would you give us the courage and the encouragement to continue on in your work? We thank you, Lord, for the small things in life. As we continue on day by day, help us not to miss it, Lord, not to miss every little gift that you have provided for us. And we thank you for all the characteristics that we see on display in this passage, your faithfulness, your willingness, that nothing is impossible for you. You could have raised Isaac from the dead, but instead you gave a sacrifice, which points us to the ultimate sacrifice in Jesus Christ our Lord. And so we end our time together in praise and thanksgiving and recognition that he is Lord. We pray all this in his strong and faithful name. Amen.